Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
We all know the giant private equity groups such as KKR, Carlyle and Blackstone, but we have a few PE groups here as well. Among them is Venture Wave Capital, which seeks out Irish companies with decent potential and takes stakes in some of them. And Venture Wave is backed by some very high-profile luminaries, including Liam Neeson, Edward Guinness, Adam Clayton and The Edge, no less. But how will private equity react amid a worldwide energy shock, which could push us all into a nasty recession? Kieran McLaughlin is the managing partner and co-founder with Venture Wave Capital and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Kieran.
Morning, Joe.
Tell us more about what Venture Wave does.
Well, we are an investment manager, and our priorities, we have three key objectives. The first and paramount is obviously to deliver for our investors, also society and Irish society in particular. And we do that by, as you've said, backing high potential Series A businesses that are ready to globalize. If they're Irish, tremendous, and the majority of the companies we back are Irish. But a particular feature of our investment strategy is that if a company is not Irish, we re-headquarter it here and really kickstart, accelerate its
and not
growth.
Brass plate.
Not brass plate. No, there's real economic activity here. There's a real presence. And by enabling that company benefit from being resident here, subject to Irish law, etc., etc., access all the talent that this country offers, it really, really can drive forward its growth immensely.
And any particular sectors, any types of companies that you've got on your radar, especially? Technology.
Yeah, all tech-based. And again, it's tech for good. So we invest in food and agriculture, energy and environment, education and healthcare. So by definition, the companies we invest in advance one or more of the UN sustainable development goals.
And not defence. I ask that because defence tech is becoming very big for obvious reasons since the invasion of Ukraine. And we read over the weekend that Enterprise Ireland is going to consider investing in defence companies, not ones that make armaments, but rather defence technologies.
Yeah. Well, again, we have more than ample opportunity in the four investable areas that we have chosen to specialise in. That's what we know, that's where the competency of the team is, and that's where the opportunities are. So I can tell you, we have a wonderful, wonderful pipeline in those four areas.
Okay, what kind of successes have you had?
We invested in a wonderful, wonderful company called Xocean, which operates the world's largest fleet of uncrewed ocean survey vessels. Wonderful company founded and
uncrewed.
Growing. Uncrewed. So these are effectively like seagoing drones. And they can scan ocean beds for a whole series of different applications, but principally to determine if an area can be used to locate wind pylons, turbines. So they're uncrewed. They're EV operated. They're electric. They operate at 1,000th the carbon output of crude, the traditional vessels. And actually, a lovely other upside or benefit of their model is because everything is land-based, and forgive me, this is a bit of a mouthful, but they employ 33 times the International Maritime Organization's average number of female operatives. Mm. Because you see, it's all about brain, not brawn. You don't have to be at sea. Mm-hmm. And that's opening up careers in the maritime sector for women. Great company.
You've retained a stake in that?
No, we
exited that.
We have exited, and it was bittersweet, I can tell you. Wonderful company, mm-hmm. great founder in James Ives. Shows what can be done. Again, this operation now, which is a fleet operating on a global basis off the coast of New York, the coast of India, the coast of New South Wales, it's grown and operated out of County Louth, the wee county.
Right, the wee county. Yeah. I'm sure you'll queue up to tell me of your failures.
Well, I'm happy you asked that question, Joe, because there hasn't been one yet. There's actually been no impairment in any one of our assets since we started out.
No kind of 5 years. No, selling down?
No. And part of the reason for that is that we actively manage the companies with the existing management. Again, we're looking for companies that are very well run and are ready to globalize from Ireland. So if there's distress in the company,
you won't get
we're
involved.
Not interested. These
it must be a minimum amount, though, Kieran. I mean, that you're going to invest.
Yeah,
at least tickets, a million?
Several million, okay. Several million. Yeah, up to about 10 or 12 million in each case. You know, the one company, it is interesting. They did very well. They had a sort of a general service offering for the corporate sector. Mm. They did very, very well over here. They had some very blue chip names as customers. They, with our investment, were taking the great leap to America. You make that journey and you often find you're but a sprat in an ocean.
Yeah.
They couldn't get it, traction, initially at least. We worked with them. We really focused on a niche market,
mm-hmm.
one particular sector where their offering was very, very successful. And from kind of anxious days, they're now doing great.
Okay. What's it like being in private equity amid a massive energy shock that we are about to undergo?
Well, I'll tell you what it's like. It is counterintuitive, it's counter-cyclical, but actually the Irish investment story is all the more attractive now in this world of, you know, suspicion and uncertainty. I'm just back from 2 weeks in the States. I was part of, you know, Operation Shamrock.
The Green Invasion.
The Green Invasion, and it's really quite a carnival. You know, I think the very stability, the predictability, the openness of Ireland stands in even higher relief with some of the chaos you see elsewhere. I mean, the numbers,
including some would say in the Washington.
Well, you know, I had a very real example of this, where one of our investors had committed to backing our fund coming in, and before they signed the paperwork, they said to me, you know, oh, the markets are jittery, this, that, and the other, and I sort of assumed this conversation was going to lead to a, I'll be with you, but not just yet.
Or 13 miles behind you.
Well, yes, indeed. But they took the contrary view. They said, look, I'm even more attracted to this because you're giving me access to Irish and European opportunities.
Mm.
So they doubled their commitment.
So you think this actually, and as you said yourself, could be counterintuitively a good opportunity because of the reliability, the rule of law,
yeah.
and taxation
and
system.
Our reputation.
Yeah.
And our reputation built up since our reaction to the global financial crisis. But look, the numbers show it. The IDA had a record year last year.
Mm.
Their best year on in their history. And that's despite the tariffs and Liberation Day a year earlier. And only last week, S&P upgraded us to...
AA+.
We're
one notch short of AAA.
Yeah.
Now, before I go, any word on U2's new album? Your best mates, obviously, with The Edge and Adam Clayton.
I only know what I hear on News Talk.
Oh, good. Then you... I won't say anything. Well done. Listen, best of luck with that venture, Kieran. That's Kieran McLaughlin, the managing partner and co-founder of Venture Wave Capital.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.